The 2017 Knock Knights are on the air. WISR 680 AM in Butler and the MSA Sports Network now present the live broadcast of Knock High School Football 2017. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet and GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Kittanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter & Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Tonight's broadcast can also be heard online at WISR680.com and, as always, on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Time now for the Coach's Show, a visit with Knock head coach Frank Whalen prior to tonight's kickoff. Now let's go to the coach's office, and here's the radio voice of the Knock Knights, Scott Briggs.
Well, back down in the locker room with head coach Frank Whalen and the Knock captains tonight as we get set for the final game of the season against the Mars Planets. Coach, pretty quick to get to this final game of the season. That was a fast one.
Yeah, it was. It just seemed like yesterday that we were starting up in the weight room in January and rolling out the triple option stuff in the spring. And then all of a sudden now it's Mars week. It's crazy how that works.
Well, we get a chance to talk one more time with the captains, and they gather around here this evening as we get set to take on the Planets. Let's talk, first of all, your season and whether you guys were happy with how things went. AJ, let's start with you. Obviously, you aren't going to finish the season, but as things got started, what'd you think?
Well, we obviously would want to make it to the postseason, but we're trying to finish the season out strong. It's against Mars, so that's enough said there.
All right, Jake, how about from your perspective?
Like AJ said, obviously we wish we made playoffs, but we just have to play one week at a time, and we play Mars tomorrow. So,
Andrew?
Yeah, I think we've all been looking forward to this Mars game really since the beginning of the season, actually. So I think we're going to go get after it tomorrow.
Ivan, how about you?
It's not about the way you start season. It's about the way you end it. So we want to go out with a bang and make it a year to remember and beat Mars.
Okay, AJ, over the years you've played Mars many times. What's this game mean to you guys?
Oh, it means a lot because there's a mutual hatred there, I think. So it should be a good one.
Jake, from your perspective of Mars, what do you remember about playing them in years past?
I started playing them when I was 8 years old, and we lost our first Super Bowl in Spartans to Mars Blue. So it started from there and kept going.
So this is a long time coming, huh, Andrew?
Yeah, I was actually on that team with Jake when we lost the Super Bowl. It was pretty upsetting. And after that, we just all kind of had a big rivalry, and then it just kept going off and off every year. So should be a good game.
I'm in a history with Mars, too.
As well with Jake and Andrew said, I was also on that team when we lost to Mars. So this game means a lot to us, not just as a team, but personally, we take it all very seriously.
All right, Ivan, when you look at this game coming up, what's Mars? What kind of problems are they going to present for you guys, especially as you offensively try to make things happen?
Offensively, their stack is, man, we've repped it all week, so we think we know what we're doing. We're going to go out and execute.
Andrew, how about on the line? What kind of problems do they give you guys on that offensive and defensive line?
They usually just line up in something that we've already seen this year, or in the D line that we've already seen, and we've been repping it all week. So we're definitely prepared for it, and it's just a matter of if we can do it, and we will do it. So,
Jake, from the offensive side of the ball, what are you guys going to try to do to them?
We're going to, like we do to every team, is triple option. We're going to try to run it down their throats and then try to spread them out a little bit.
AJ, overall, when you look at this Mars team, what do you see from them in terms of differences from last couple years? What worries you guys most about them?
They look pretty good all around, so I think we prepared for them all week, so we should be good, I think. So.
All right, well, your last time you have to be on the radio, so this is good. AJ, what's in store for you after football season?
Lacrosse season.
All right, lacrosse, then you're going to what about after you graduate?
I'm still deciding on that.
Well, that's all right. You still have time. Jake, how about you? What's in store for you after this season?
I'm attending West Point, and I'm going to play baseball there. And I'm going to study exercise science and kinesiology.
And you'll play baseball here for another year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, how about you? What happens after this season's over for you?
Yeah, I got lacrosse season coming up, and then after I graduate, I'm planning on going to a decent college, and I'm not sure about football yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. So.
Well, you guys have time. Ivan, how about you? What's up after football season?
Yeah, after football, lacrosse again, like they said, and I'm hoping to go to college, play either football or lacrosse, and then major in some sort of engineering.
You guys, you really like playing lacrosse. This is relatively new, isn't it? This is how long have you been playing lacrosse, AJ?
Well, I played it 3 years a while ago, and I took a break, and I'm going to play again this year. So,
you guys going to be pretty good, Andrew?
Yeah, we were pretty good last year. We did really good, actually. I think our record was like 13-3 or something like that. So
that doesn't matter. It's good. We're looking forward to seeing you guys play. But good luck tonight against Mars. Let's finish out the season strong, beat these guys, and at least make them finish fourth. Good luck to you guys tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, back with head coach Frank Whelan right after this.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Well, we get set to take on the Mars Planets. First of all, Coach, let's look back to the Ambridge game. Started out a little bit slow, but in the second half, Johnston picks off one for a pick six, and the floodgates sort of opened up from that point on.
Yeah, it's like we said last week, Scott. Ambridge, have a lot of respect for them. They start off just about every game like that, where it's nip and tuck. And if you remember, they are actually beating Highlands for the majority of that game, and Highlands had to come back in the fourth quarter to win it. So we were expecting it to be a fight at least early on, and so it was no surprise there. So I, you know, hats off to those guys, and hats off to our guys for weathering that little bit of a storm we had to go through early on until we got our feet under us, and then we kind of took the game away there a little bit.
Kind of obvious they watched the Newcastle films. They were running a couple plays that Newcastle had some success with, but they didn't run. I was surprised how they didn't even try.
Yeah, I mean, I think they threw the ball over 40 times in that game. It was just a remark. I've never been in a game where it was that lopsided passing to running the football. A lot of it has to do with our run defense. They tried a couple of times early on, and they didn't really get anything, and so they just started slinging the ball all over the place. And they've got a good little quarterback, and he's going to be good as he gets older. So I think Ambridge is they're going to be fine in the future.
Well, and of course, in that game, it's rare we see one guy get an interception and a fumble recovery. But I've never seen three different guys have interceptions and fumble recoveries in the same game. What a defense!
Oh, that was crazy. You had both Bricker and Chase and Jimmy, like you said, all get a fumble recovery, and each of them got an interception. I've never ever seen anything like that. So they just played terrific, terrific football.
Well, that sets you up for tonight against Mars. It'll be a different game, obviously. The Planets come in here with a chance to finish second in the conference or fourth, somewhere in that. And you beat them, they finish fourth. What about this team that I know you've watched them all season long. You've watched their games against others. What concerns you about them coming in here tonight?
Well, Mars is obviously a very good football team, very well coached. They run the wing tee as good as anybody runs it. And then they have a very good defense as well, too. So they pose a lot of problems on both sides of the football. But we think that we're going to be we'll be ready to go. And if we come out and we play with emotion and if we play our brand of football, I truly believe that we can be very successful against them.
Well, when you have a week of practice like this coming up to knowing it's the final game, a little more intense for your kids this week?
Absolutely. This is the Mars week, and obviously they have something on the line as well, but we have something on the line. We want to finish our season strong. We have a chance to close out the last half of regular of conference play being 3-1. We started off the season 1-3 in conference play, and we have a chance now to finish at 3-1 in conference play and finish at 500, 4-4 for the first time in a long time that Knock has finished 500. And so we have things riding on this game as well.
Well, with Mars, these two teams know each other exceptionally well. At least the Knock kids know what Mars is doing. It's going to be a little different look for them in terms of what they're going to see from you. Any twists or angles you're going to throw at them tonight?
We're going to do some different things offensively I don't want to share right now, but you'll see it, tomorrow night. But we're still going to run our triple game, obviously, but we do have a couple of wrinkles that we're going to put in for Mars.
Well, last week we also saw the eye a couple of times. Savon got some good work, actually got himself a touchdown. In that second half, both he and Ivan both looked unstoppable. We see a little bit more of that eye tonight, too?
Yeah, you'll definitely see some eye package, and you might see a couple little wrinkles in there off of it as well. So, I think if we do these things, a couple little things offensively, we can keep Mars guessing on what we're doing, and I think that will put us in the best position for success.
How well does Mars pass the ball? We know they can run. They've always got guys that can run. How's their passing game?
You know, I always have said Mars has probably the best play-action pass game in the conference. They do it better than really anybody. And we've really repped their play-action game very well. And I think that the reason why it's so good is because their run game is so good. But if you can't stop their play-action pass, it's going to be a long night for you.
We talked the last couple weeks about how you've moved Jake into a linebacker spot and taken him off the secondary. Does he stay there this week?
He stays at linebacker this week, definitely.
So we've got that defense pretty solid the way you've been running it the last couple of weeks. Why not? It's been successful.
Yeah, our guys have gotten better each and every week defensively. And it was really nice for them to get a shutout last week. And every team that we've played, we have seen improvement with their understanding of this stacked defense, understanding how the angles are, when the linebackers are going to shoot, when they're not going to shoot. And that takes a little bit of time. And they're peaking defensively at the exact right time.
Well, let's talk. We talked with your senior captains. Talk to us about this senior class as well. These guys have to come in their senior year, new coach, new system. How would you grade them out on how they did this year?
I would give them an A+. From a leadership standpoint, we couldn't have asked for anything more from these seniors. From a scheme standpoint, it was very, very tough on them. They had to learn not just a brand new offense, but a brand new defense. And we have seen steady improvement, as each and every game has unfolded. And, I believe already we have scored more points than we did last year, the last 2 years. So they're picking up this offense. Defensively, as we've already mentioned, that we're getting better and better defensively. So, and all of that is, with the senior leadership that they have provided and really sinking their teeth into things and trying to learn both sides of the football.
Well, and of course, this your first year as a head coach started, hit the ground running right at the first part of the year as soon as you got the job. We're now looking at the start of the last game. How fast did this all go?
Oh, it went real fast, Scott. As I said earlier on, it just seems like yesterday that we were just rolling out the weight program for these kids in the off season, and then now it's Mars week, the last week of the season, and it's just really it as first year as head coach, this year seemed faster to me than any other year coaching as a coordinator or just as an assistant. It just flew by.
Well, successful year if you beat Mars, but still a successful year nonetheless. The kids played well. The team was competitive. They were fun to watch the whole season long. So I don't think anybody can be disappointed in the season.
I don't think so either, Scott. We're disappointed because we really felt that there was a couple of games that we could have won. Certainly the Highlands and the West Mifflin game, we thought we could have won those football games. But we didn't win them. Like I said, but we can close out this season strong here. Our kids aren't satisfied with a three conference win season. Granted, that's more than more conference wins that we've had in the past couple of years, but we want to finish 500, and we feel that we definitely can do that. And so that's we're going to be fighting like crazy to get this final win.
All right, Coach, good luck against the Planets, and nothing better than beating Mars.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott.
All right, good luck, and good luck to the Nauk Knights. Their final game coming up. We're going live to the stadium for the Knights and the Planets right after this.
Michael, what are you wearing?
These are doctor's scrubs, Mr. Schneider. Got some healing to do.
Ah, because all the furnace rejuvenation calls we're getting?
Rejuvenations are even more important than tune-ups.
That's true.
We deep clean your system to remove every speck of dust.
Breathing new life into your furnace.
Making them work like the day they were born.
Doctors deliver babies. I get it.
And you do not want carbon monoxide leaks.
So deadly.
You need to call Schneider's 1 hour
before you turn your furnace on.
We'll keep your family safe by keeping your furnace healthy.
I see what you did there.
We don't call them rejuvenations for nothing.
And we guarantee no breakdowns for 6 months.
Or we give your money back towards repair.
Let's get to work.
You gonna put on some scrubs too, Mr. Schneider?
I'll just keep my Schneider's uniform on.
Time for a house call from Schneider's 1 hour.
Here, you dropped your stethoscope.
Oh, thanks.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
We're just a few minutes away from tonight's Nauk football game here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network. Now let's go live to the press box. Here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And welcome everyone to Saxonburg, where tonight the Nauk Knights take on the Mars Planets, as you've heard us talking with head coach Frank Whalen. I'm Scott Briggs, that's Dave Bacon, and it's a beautiful night for football. Dave, we've had such a great year for high school football weather-wise. Who would have thought that you get the senior night late in October and you've got perhaps the most perfect night for football?
Absolutely, Scott. You know, how many times have we been here for senior night and there's been sleet, hail, rain, wind? I think you had to walk out there.
All three of them.
But beautiful night. We only had one night that it rained all season, and it didn't really even rain that much during the game. Pre-game showers down at Montour. But other than that, just a fantastic weather-wise season.
And the Nauk Knights will be looking to wrap up their season tonight here with a victory over Mars. It'd be a great way to finish, as you heard us talk with head coach Frank Whalen. Planets come in here in the WPIO playoffs. In fact, all four teams are locked in already out of the conference. It'll be South Fayette, Montour, Newcastle, and Mars. It's just in which order will they finish. And the games tonight, in addition to this one, Blackhawk is at Newcastle, Indiana at Highlands, and then the big one, South Fayette at Montour. And in that game, the winner is the conference champion.
Yeah, that's going to be a great matchup. South Fayette has just been manhandling everybody all year. But Montour, a pretty good team in their own right.
Well, and for the Planets, they could finish second, they could finish third, they could finish fourth. And in order for them to finish second, South Fayette has to beat Montour. And then Nauk has to lose, Mars has to beat Nauk. And the point differential added up between those two games has to be at least 12. So the number of points Mars wins by plus the number of points that Montour loses by have to add up to at least 12 for the Planets to jump over Montour into that second place. Now, ideally, Montour, Newcastle, and Mars could all finish with the same 6-2 record. And then it goes to Gardner points. And Newcastle's pretty much out of the points race. There are too many points. They can't make up enough points tonight. Montour leads that group with 50 points, and Newcastle has 38. That's why there's a 12-point difference. But Mars has the tiebreaker over Montour because they defeated the Spartans earlier in the season. So that's the way it's got to shape up. If Nock wins and beats Mars, the Planets finish fourth, period. That's how it will shape up, and that's what the Nock Knights would like to do, is to feel no better than to spoil the playoff season for Mars.
Well, that basically what it does is it takes Mars out of contention for a home field advantage and sends them off to someplace like...
well, it's either Belfort or Thomas Jefferson,
Thomas,
you know?
Thomas Jefferson, yeah.
Although over in that side, Bell Vernon is first over there. They're going to win the conference. Thomas Jefferson will finish second. West Mifflin is also clinched. And Trinity and Ringgold will battle for that fourth and final spot. Trinity plays Ringgold tonight. And even if they lose, they can clinch the spot. So it looks like from our side, it'll be South Fayette, Montour, Mars, and Newcastle. And from the Big Nine, Bell Vernon, Thomas Jefferson, West Mifflin, and Trinity. Look like the four teams from over there, so you match them up. Of course, Mars has already played Thomas Jefferson once this year in a non-conference game, and Thomas Jefferson with the win there, 34-6 over the Planets, so I'm sure they don't want to see them again.
No, they don't want to see them. They probably don't want to see Bell Vernon either. The Leopards have just had a fantastic year, kind of reared up and beat Thomas Jefferson the other week.
Yeah, and in that conference, you've got people beating people. Remember, West Mifflin, everybody thought was going to be right at the top, but they lose to Albert Gallatin and Laurel Highlands, who finished both right now at 2-5.
Yeah. When we saw when West Mifflin was here, a game definitely non-conference, albeit so, but a game that the Knights could have and probably should have won that night. Chips just didn't fall their way, and here's West Mifflin in the playoffs.
So that's the way the playoffs play out, and we'll talk more about tonight's game when we come back after this break. You're listening to Nock Football, the pregame show here on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Nock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The Dealmaking Man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. The Dealmaking Mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The Dealmaking Man saved us thousands.
Meet the real Dealmaking Man today at Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Nock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Just two. Okay, so this is
he's
number 6.
All right, 24 is 6.
Back at Nock High School, just about to get underway here with tonight's game. Nock Knights and the Mars Planets. We had a lot of discussion earlier about the way the playoffs are going to shake out. The Nock Knights out of the playoffs, but where everybody finishes in this conference is dependent upon the outcome of a lot of games tonight.
So we're just about ready to go. With the Planets coming on the field, expect the Nock Knights to get here very shortly. It should be a good one. Nock and Mars Knock Knights lead this series overall by a 23-13 margin. These two teams started playing back in 1957 and then played just about every year through 1983. But then the series ended. Mars, the district, Knock got bigger. Mars, not as big. So they didn't play from 83 to 2008. And since 2008, it's been the Planets as they lead the series 6-3. Since that time. It's Knock and Mars, and it's coming your way here on 680 right after these messages.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's kickoff time for the Knock Knights here on WISR 680 AM Radio in Butler. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King Coulter and Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Now back to the press box and tonight's game. Once again, here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And welcome to Saxonburg. As we say, we're getting ready to start tonight's game. The Knock Knights and the Mars Planets, the backyard brawl. And again, these teams have only been going at it again since 2008, but it seems like this series, Dave, has been since day one.
Yeah, and every time these two teams get together, you can generally throw out the record book, as we've said before. You know, there have been very, very, very few times that it's been a runaway either way in the history of this rivalry.
Well, captains from both teams coming to the center of the field for the Knock Knights. It'll be your 4 captains. Andrew Mullen elevated to a captain. A.J. Karenbauer still injured. And, of course, Ivan Stapchuk and Jake Harrett for the Planets. Cade Hetzler, Andrew Moyer. Also,
Anthony Grieco and Brendan Moyer.
A number of familiar names, obviously, from Mars. These guys, we've seen them for a number of years. And, of course, congratulations to Mars head coach Scott Heinauer, who, with a win last week, became the all-time winningest coach in Butler County history. He surpasses Butler's Art Bernardi. With 180 career wins, I think Art had 179, and Scott Heinauer, the winningest coach in Butler County, 30-some years at Mars High School.
Yeah, well, that's amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing. We talk about, you know, a fair amount of stability here in Knock, 60 years of football and only 7 head coaches, but wow, over 30 years of head coach and one head coach in one place.
And always a winning program. They've never won a championship, but they have contended. They've been to the championship game twice, but they seem to always be there. I think the 6th or 7th consecutive year here now they've made the playoffs. They just always seem to be there, and they are here tonight. It's senior night. We honored the seniors prior to the game, and a nice honor as the captains of Knock honoring Cameron Ashton, who many of you may remember was tragically killed in an automobile accident early this year. Cameron wore number 60
on the Knox squad, and nobody wearing that number this year. The guys have carried a flag with a number 60 on it all year, and a special honor to Cameron right before the start of senior night. But we're set to go. The kickoff to come. The Planets will get the ball first. Back deep, Andrew Moyer to take the kick from Matt Gore. And Gore puts this one down on the ground. It'll be fielded on the near side by Hetzler. Hetzler 20, 25, big hole up the middle. Flag comes down as Hetzler goes down at the 40. But a big hole there, but a flag, Dave, came flying in from the Knox side of the field.
I think there may be a reason there was a hole there.
And a flag down at the 33-yard line. The return by Hetzler out to the 40. Holding against the Planets, so this will negate a pretty good return. No, they mark it 10 yards from the hold. I believe so. So it'll go from the 33 to the 23. So Mars puts themselves on a bit of a hole to get started. On the kickoff return. Planets wearing white, blue helmets, and the gold M on them. The Knock Knights in the blue with gold helmets.
It's essentially a 17-yard penalty, Scott.
And the Knox defense now comes out, and Knox starting some seniors tonight. And here come the Planets. Back to throw, and out of a sack. For a while came Tyler Kolakowski, but then Kolakowski was dropped by the Knox defense. Jared Bricker, I believe, getting to him.
He was sandwiched up back a couple yards, but managed to escape, but Bricker came in with a tackle at the 19, loss of 4 yards.
See senior Thomas Pfeiffer getting a started nose tackle for Savon Mosby tonight for the Knox Knights.
Savon Jr., and we'll be seeing a lot of him next year, I'm sure.
And for the Planets, it's Tyler Kolakowski, the junior quarterback. Planets in the wing tee, single receiver left, and here's the handoff. Looking for Hetzler to go around the right, or Moyer. Moyer turns the corner, runs out of a tackle, runs out of another tackle, and gets to the 25. So a long run there for a gain of maybe two.
He was actually hit the first time back for a loss. He managed to stiff arm that Knox defender away and get back just inside the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 8.
So after the loss, he does get a carry about 4 yards there. Third down and 8. Cade Hetzler will split wide to the left. Slot left. Two backs now. Kolakowski's under center, and he's back, sort of stumbles as he comes out, throws across the middle, a pass is caught across the middle for a first down by Cade Hetzler on the quick counter. He's brought down by Stapchuk, but not before he gets the first down out across the 35 to the 37-yard line, a gain of 12.
Well, the Knox Knights were getting a little pressure at the end there, but that pass from Kolakowski right on the mark.
First and 10, Planets. Now Tom Sheehy will split wide to the left. Kolakowski again under center. And, well, we had people moving on both sides of the ball there. Let's see.
I think Mars might have gone first. I saw some motion on this side, this end of the line.
This one, I think, could go either way. That's going to go against the defense. I think Knock jumped and caused the offensive player to jump, so this will move it out to the 42-yard line. So penalty on each team so far. Second, that'll make it first down and 1 for Mars. Hetzler will split out wide to the right this time. And the big tight end, Mike Carmody, on the near side. Here's the handoff. And no place to go for Luke Miller. Miller maybe a yard to the 43. Or, I'm sorry, that's Chuck Green. That's a 6, not a 5. Gains 1 to the 43. Talk about the tight end, Michael Carmody. Robbie Carmody's brother. Michael's a big kid at 6'6", 240, just a sophomore.
We'll be hearing that name for a number of years. We've heard that last name around Mars football for a number of years.
Second down and four for Hetzler. And we've got movement. Now, procedure penalty against Mars. Somebody on this near side starts. So, pretty sloppy start to this one. I think we've seen more line of scrimmage penalties here in the last few minutes than we've seen in the last three or four games.
Yeah.
So the five-yard penalty moves it back to the 38.
The third penalty of the game, and we're only not even 3 minutes in.
And again, it's just jitter penalties, if you will. And Hetzler with the play from the sideline. Brings it in, gives it to Kolkowski. He'll split out wide to the right. Garrett Reinke in the backfield for the Planets. Motion man to the right. And back to throw. Kolkowski steps up, throws out to the downfield. Ball tipped in the air and almost intercepted by Nock. Looked like Eric Green might have got it tipped up into the air. And a couple of guys over there, including Jim Johnston, had a shot at it. But just fell short. And it'll bring up third down and nine. Again, Dave, I'm impressed with the pressure Nock is getting on Kolkowski.
Yeah, they're not giving him a lot of time.
Third down for the Planets. He splits wide to the right. Now Reinke in the backfield along with Green. And rolling right, pass, caught. Out near the first down marker, and boy, that lousy spot.
They're going to mark him short.
Boy, he caught that ball at the 48 and then came forward to the 47. He had a first down. There was no question about it. That's a poor spot. Well, they're going to spot it at the 47, and they're going to time out and take the timeout and measure. But he was a good yard beyond that when he caught it and then was hit immediately and driven backwards. And the Knights will get a break here if Mars is forced into fourth down, which they will be by about the length of the ball. So it'll be fourth down for the Planets at the 47-yard line.
I don't know. Do you roll the dice and go for it this early in the game?
You need less than a yard, but that Nock front line has been stout all season long. See what Scott Heinauer decides to do here. On fourth and inches, ball just shy of midfield. It's like the Planets will go for it as Sheehy comes onto the field into the huddle. So fourth and inches for the Planets, and they will go for it. They quickly come to the line, trying to catch the Knights sleeping here, but the official is right over the ball, waiting for it to set. Planets go underneath the handoff or the straight-ahead push, and that's a first down. As they just sort of student body forward, Kolakowski with the quarterback keeper gets the 1 yard necessary to the 48 for a Planet first down.
He stalled him at first there a little bit. I wasn't quite so sure, but the longer that play went, the pile started to move in the Planet's favor.
So first and 10 Mars as they keep the drive alive. This having started at their own 23. And success through the air. Hetzler splits wide to the left. And back to throw again. Kolakowski pumps once, throws downfield. And out of bounds, the pass intended for Hetzler, who made a nice effort to keep his feet in, but the ball just too far, it's incomplete.
Actually, good coverage on the play, and Kolakowski threw that under pressure just as he was being hit.
And again, not getting great pressure on the quarterback, Dave, as we've seen them do the last few weeks, forcing quick throws.
And better coverage downfield.
Absolutely better coverage downfield. The change they made in the defense a couple of games ago, and they moved Harrett from safety up to the line, has put more pressure on the quarterback and forced some guys. And Ivan Stapchuk has done an outstanding job at corner. Here's a handoff going to Green, and Green comes to the side. Nothing there. Maybe a yard before Stapchuk makes the tackle at the 49-yard line. Good lateral pursuit by the Knock Knights.
Yeah, just blue shirts filling every hole. Ended up getting more blue shirts than white shirts, and that's the name of the game. Gain of one, third down and nine for the Planets.
Another big third down for Mars. Wait for the play from the sideline, and Hetzler and Sheehy run the play in and out for Scott Heinau. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. No score. Planets with the first possession of the game. Ranky set back with Chuck Green to his right. Ranky rolling right, looking to throw. Pressure comes, and he's going down at the 45-yard line.
Great pressure by the Knights that time. They just collapsed the pocket around Kolkowski. And dropped Harrett, him for a huge loss.
Harrett and Johnston in there at the 45. So a loss of four and a punt team on for the Planets. Christopher Check will punt it away. Wojciechowski back along with Schreckengost. Punt will come from about the 30-yard line. Punt is away. Schreckengost will let it go over his head, and he'll take a bounce and roll down and just get into the end zone.
Wow.
By about a second and a half.
That one just about died right at the goal line.
So it goes into the end zone, and the Knock Knights will start at the 20 with 6:22 to go here in the first quarter. No score in the game. Knights with their first offensive possession.
Planets chewed up almost half of the first quarter. In that possession, really only got two first downs out of it.
Yeah, it just seemed to move really, really quick. So let's see what the Knights do offensively. As you heard, maybe we'd see a little bit of a change in this. But so far, we come out in the triple option. Harrett is under center, Stapchuk behind him. In motion, Setnar to the left, Stapchuk up the middle for a yard, and I believe I saw a flag come in. Right at the 21-yard line.
Yep.
That came in right as the play started. I mean, it was couldn't have been more than a second underway, and that flag flew in there well before the tackle. Illegal block is what the Planets are saying. And they're going to move the Knights back. So Knock penalized here after getting a yard gain to the 21, but they'll lose half the distance to the goal, essentially, back to the 10. Either way you look at it, it's still the 10-yard line. So another penalty, and it'll make it first and 20 for Knock, deep in their own end. Come the Knights again out of the triple threat. Harrett's under center, Jarrett Bricker. In motion the other way is Mullen. And this time it's Stapchuk, or no, it's Harrett on the keeper, and Harrett out to the 19. So he'll get 9 of those yards back.
Everybody was paying attention to Stapchuk that time. And Harrett just kind of pulled the ball back and hit it. Tried to go around the right side, picked up some nice yardage.
That will give him the 18, so a gain of 8. Second down and 12. Wojciechowski with a play from the sideline for the Knights, and he'll come out and go to the left. Setnar on the left wing. Mullen on the right wing. Stapchuk right behind Harrett, who's under center. Planets with 3 down linemen and one up on his haunches. There's Harrett again, the keeper, and Mars right there to drop him before he ever got to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard. Back to the 17-yard line. Boy, Mars just collapsed the front line right there, Dave. That right side of the Planet line.
Like they were standing in the Knock huddle that time.
Anthony Grieco leading the charge for the Planets out there. So call it third and 13 now. As to the right will come Schreckengost, picked up here by Thomas Sheehy, who has 9 interceptions in the last 5 games. Harrett with a motion man to the right, and they pitch it that way, but the whistles blow, and there's another 5 yards against Knock. So really an awful lot of penalties to start this game for both teams. The procedure penalty.
That's the 5th penalty of the game. two against the Planets, three against the Knights.
And so it'll be third down and 17 or 18 yards to go. And Nick Martin comes in with a play, and Eric Green will come out. So Nock will go with a couple of wides here.
Probably changes what you're thinking here.
They'll knock third down in the country mile, deep in their own end. They'll send Setnar and Martin out wide to the right, Schreckengoss to the left. And Harrett's under center and back to throw. Harrett rolling right with time, looks, comes downfield, and that ball tipped up in the air by Sheehy, intended for Setnar, would have been short of a first down. But again, Michael Sheehy right around that ball, or Thomas Sheehy, right around that ball. Almost had interception number 10.
Almost did. As a matter of fact, Setnar probably had a little bit to do with that not being an interception.
So to bring up fourth down, and Chase Mullen will punt from his goal line. Kate Hedzler stands out at the 40. So Juan Mosby's the long snapper for the Knock Knights. Mullen waits at the goal line. Snap is good. Pressure comes. He gets it away. A wobbler will bounce at the 40 and take a knock bounce right out to about the 44 and a half, where Mosby downs it there. Planets with 4:03 to go here in the first half, or in the first quarter. Good field position when we come back after this 30-second timeout. From the 44-yard line, Mars with the ball, first down and 10. 4:03 to go here in the first quarter. Mars has had the better of the offense thus far, not the better of the defense. Well, not really. Mars has been the better team thus far.
No score.
Pitch right side to Renke. Here they go, reverse. Coming back to the near side is Cade Hetzler. Hetzler across the 40, 35, and then caught there. And taken down, Scott Frazier able to make the tackle at the 32. That's a gain of 12. And, Dave, for a minute there, looked like it was going to go a lot further than that.
It looked like it was going all the way, but the Knights corrected. They saw what was going on and got guys filling in gaps over on this near side and prevented that from going into the end zone. Kept it at a gain of 12.
Well, first and 10, Mars at the Knock 32. Sheehy to the left. Ball on the left side, hash mark. Kolkowski's under center. Green in motion to the left side. Hand off to Renke. Renke off the left side, not much there. He'll go down at the 30. Savon Mosby right in the middle of that pile, along with Jim Johnston. Gain of maybe two. Second down and 8 for Mars. In a very fast-moving first quarter, here from Saxonburg, Nock and Mars, no score. And quickly the play from the sideline, Cade Hetzler. Into the huddle.
Play clock's at 10.
And Renke and Green in the backfield. Motion man to the right is Moyer. Pitch that way to Renke. Renke looking to turn it upfield at the 30. 25, 20. Breaks a tackle at the 15 and goes out of bounds. Nice pitch and turn and another first down for Mars. As they do what they do best, Dave, and that's run that football to the outside.
Yep. Renke has been doing it very well all season and last season too.
Another 12-yard pickup, this to the 18-yard line. And the Planets continue to move the football. She to the right or to the left. Kolkowski with a motion man left side again. This time they counter back to the middle to Moyer, and there's nothing there for Moyer. He'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Again, the tough to run straight up the middle. We got Mosby in the middle and Bricker. Those two guys are pretty tough to get around. Tanner Grassi, that front three.
Yeah, you should give him a slight loss on that play.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. So second and more than 10 as we're down to the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. That's Lurk to the left. Rinke, two backs behind him, and now Rinke is back, rolling to his left, looking, throwing to the end zone, and he's going to overthrow his intended receiver down in the end zone, Cade Hetzler. Hetzler had a step on the defender, but the ball just thrown too far.
Yeah, Kolkowski's being chased by the Nauk Knights and throwing on the run.
Yeah, there is no pocket.
No.
He's had to run just about every time. Third down and a long 10 yards to go for the Planets. Final game of the season for the Nauk Knights, for the Mars Planets. This will be their tune-up for the playoffs. And also will have a lot to do with where they finish. There's Kolakowski back again. Pressure comes from Mosby. Looks down the middle. He's got a man open inside the 10. And it's Sheehy down to about the 9-yard line. And that's going to be very close to a Mars first down. And it will be a first down, first and goal Planets at the 9, or at the 8. Has to be the 8 because they were on the 18. So Mars with the first opportunity to score here. It comes with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Planets started this drive at their own 44, at the Nauk 44, after Nauk couldn't get out of their own way down in their end zone. Kolakowski's under center. And we have flags. I think Nauk might have been offside on that one, Dave. What do you think?
Somebody jumped a little too soon there, trying to anticipate the snap count.
Nope, it was the Planets.
Wow.
So another line of scrimmage penalty.
Six penalties on the game combined.
That takes the Planets back to the 13, first down and goal from there.
We've only played about 11 minutes.
Well, the better part of, 13. And the Planets head to the line.
Play clock again, down to 6.
Split backs behind Kolakowski. And a timeout taken by Mars, yes. Planets take the timeout with 46 seconds to go in the quarter. Whether Scott Heinauer didn't think he had enough time. Looked like they could have had time to get that off. But perhaps didn't like the play, so rather than waste the opportunity, Planets take the timeout, and they didn't want to lose the yardage either. So Mars has possessed this ball, Dave, all but for 2 minutes of the first half.
And we have no score.
And there is no score. Maybe 2.5 minutes if you're kind. Nauk went backwards thanks to a couple penalties and ended up punting from their goal line. Planets got the ball to Nauk 44 with 4 minutes to go, and that's where we are now with 46 seconds to go. And the Planets looking at a first and goal from the 13-yard line. Again, this game just, you don't get a rhythm for it yet.
Not yet. I don't think anybody's hit their stride here tonight, Scott. Defensively, maybe, a little better than offensively. But the Knight defense holding up well against a pretty potent Mars offense here.
First and goal again for the Planets. Scott Heinauer in a huddle with him, and he'll head back to the sideline as the Planets go to the line of scrimmage. Tom Sheehy splits to the left. Everybody else in tight with Rinke and Moyer in the backfield. Kolkowski's under center, and he's back to throw again. In trouble, looks up and throws. He glanced up and he saw a 23 about ready to smother him. And he turned and threw, and he overthrew his intended receiver.
That was Cade Hetzler.
Savon Mosby right there, and almost another half a count, and Mosby would have had him. Second down and goal. Stops the clock with 41 seconds to go. Again, we're still in the first quarter, so it really doesn't matter what the clock says. Planets get their play from the sideline and head to the scrimmage. The line. Hetzler splits to the right, Sheehy to the left with a single setback and Garrett Rinke. Kolakowski is back. Here comes the pressure, and Kolakowski dodges a couple of knock knights, but he can't dodge Tanner Grassi, who will drop him back at the 19. And Dave, once again, great pressure by the defense.
Good penetration by that defense, and Grassi just came in and finished him off. Kolakowski was spinning and dodging knock knights. Kolakowski just put the shoulder down and finished them.
They just came, you know, it was one, two, three, four, just like that. Different guys had a chance. And you give Kolakowski credit, he got out of a couple of those. And that'll bring the first quarter to a close. We've completed one. There is no score. Knocking Mars, but the planet's threatening. We'll be back to second quarter action here from Saxonburg right after these messages. Back here with the second quarter right after these messages.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
Well, as we start the second quarter, it was going to be third and 17 for Mars, third and goal from the 17 for Mars, but Knock just gave them a free five as they jump off sides and another scrimmage penalty. That'll move the ball down to the 12-yard line.
It's third and goal from the 12.
Knock with a lot of movement on that defensive line, and somebody must have crossed over. So the Planets now first and goal, or third and goal from the 12. Out of the shotgun is Kolakowski with Rinke the back. Kolakowski back looking across the middle. Pass into the end zone incomplete. Intended for Luke Miller. Or was that a six? That Chuck Green. Probably Chuck Green.
And Scott Frazier actually the closest one to it, Scott.
And that sometimes when Green is out there, that six looks awful lot like a five.
The number is small.
Yeah. All right, here comes Christopher Check to go for what would be a 29-yard field goal for Mars.
And the Planets don't look like they have enough players on the field. And now they send somebody out.
And the last thing they want to do is waste another timeout. All right, 29-yard field goal for the Planets to strike first. Let's see what happens. The ball is down. The kick is on its way. High enough, long enough, and it is good. So it is Check with the field goal of 29 yards. And the Planets take a 3-0 lead over Knock 10 seconds into quarter number two.
Credit that Knock defense. They bent but didn't break there, Scott. But some penalties gave the Planets some additional opportunities. But Knock able to hold them to a field goal.
Yeah, you just can't. Boy, the penalties. I'm surprised at the number of line of scrimmage penalties we've had tonight.
Most all of them have been both ways.
Yeah, and with one hold, I think, on each team.
Yeah.
Or one hold one on hold. Mars and an illegal block.
Yeah.
Against the Knights. Guys just a little too edgy, maybe.
Could be. Knock Knights penalized three times for 20 yards in the first quarter. Planets three times were technically 27 yards. in the first quarter.
Stapchuk and Setnar back to take the kick from Chris Cech. The upbacks for the Knights, Scott Frazier and Chase Mullen. Knox still looking, ran, what, five plays in the first quarter. This kick will come down and be fielded by Setnar at the 8. Out across the 20, 25, and Setnar out to the 30-yard line. So a decent return by Noah Setnar. And with 11:43 to go in the first half, Knox offense will come out, still looking for some positive yardage.
Not quite sure of themselves that first series, Scott.
They got an 8-yard gain from Parrott, was their only positive yardage. Well, I think Stapchuk might have had a 1-yard gain on first down, but that was quickly negated. Knights will come out again into triple threat. Planets with four linemen and four linebackers. So eight guys in the box. Stapchuk, left side, almost has the ball ripped out of his hands as he gets to the 35, and yet another flag comes down.
They got to let that one go for a long time after forward progress was stopped.
See what this penalty is. It's going against Knock. Another illegal block against the Knights. And there's something the officials don't like about the way the Knock Knights are blocking. Second time we've seen that call tonight. And I don't know that we saw it at all throughout the year.
No, we've not seen it throughout the whole year.
So that penalty will move the ball back 15 yards to the 16-yard line. And another Knock penalty. And the official over here trying to explain the block problem to the Knock coaches. And the official's not even where he's supposed to be. All right, Harrett. First in the country mile. Hand off to Stapchuk. Or Harrett keeps it. Harrett breaks around the right side, gets out to the 25-yard line, or just shy of it. So he gets 7 or 8 yards off of that. Back from the penalty. It'll bring up second down and about 15 to go for Knock. The Knights have been playing in a hole the whole game, Dave.
Yes, they have. They've put themselves in a hole from penalties. As you said, second chop block penalty called. So there's something going on there that this officiating crew doesn't like.
Second down, Harrett again. Out of the triple option, motion to the right is Mullen, and he'll take the pitch. Mullen looks to turn the corner, gets a block from Setnar, cuts in between it, out across the 30 to the 32. Nice little pickup there of about 8 yards, maybe the 33-yard line.
It should be about third down and 8, so he picked up again half of what they needed.
Noah Setnar with a block on the corner. Another third and long. Evan Wynn comes in with a play, so we'll go with the extra wide. Wynn, the single wide out, goes to the right. Knights need the better part of 8. Planets 7-6 guys on the line of scrimmage. Harrett pitches right side to Stapchuk. Looks to turn the corner, turns upfield, has the motor running, and Stapchuk will come up short of the first down as he gets to the 38-yard line. He'll pick up 5. They needed 3 more. It'll bring up 4th down, and the punt team will come on. Again, you get killed with a 15-yard penalty.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That Stapchuk, he just showed his speed right there, his acceleration, because I thought he was going to be just swallowed up by, I think, Chase Lambert. Because
Mars had it figured out. They had enough guys over there. Stapchuk just found the seam. So Mullen to punt from his 25-yard line, gets it away. Hetzler goes back, bobbles the ball, picks it up, now comes to the sideline, heads to the 30, 35, 40, and then Mullen will take him down at the 46-yard line. But a nice return by Cade Hetzler after he sort of bobbled the ball on the reception.
He was lucky to get away with that, too, because just as he picked the ball up and ran, a Knight dove at him, grabbed him around the ankles, and Hetzler just pulled out of it and was able to have a nice return.
Yep, he did a great job there, and he'll get a chance to get a breather on the sideline. First and 10, Mars at their own 46, leading 3-0 here with 9:04 to go in the first half. It's been pretty much all Mars offense in terms of time of possession, but only 3 points to show for it. Motion man from right to left for the Planets, and they pitch the ball to Ranky. Ranky looks to turn the corner, almost got caught in the backfield, now does, and he'll be spun down for a loss back at the 41. Well, Tanner Grassi was in there quick.
Yes, he was.
Bricker will make the tackle at the 41. They'll lose five. They're not getting in the backfield, Dave. They're getting through that offensive line.
Yes, they are. They've been pressuring Kowalkowski a lot tonight. He's been, as you said, there's been no pocket because he's been moving around because of the pressure.
Second down and long for Mars. Second down and 15. 8.5 minutes to go here in the first half. 3-0 Planets lead. Hetzler to the right. And a throw again. Kolkowski runs away from one, knock Knight, then dumps the ball across the middle. And Mike Carmody makes the catch in the knock territory at the 47. And flags go down at the end of this one.
A little extracurricular. There's something going on behind the line. A scrimmage there. After the ball was gone.
Well, this is a dead ball foul, I believe. But Mike Carmody with the catch at the knock 47-yard line. And then, as you say, Dave, some extracurriculars, and it's going to go against knock because the Knights just threw their hands up in the air.
Well, as they always say, it's not necessarily the action, it's the reaction.
That's exactly right.
I think that's what we saw there.
Dead ball foul, personal foul against Knock. That'll move it 15 yards from the 47-yard line down to the 32.
That's two 15-yard penalties that the Knight against the Knights this quarter.
The Knock shooting themselves in the foot with penalties tonight. At the 32-yard line on the penalty. Well, the Planets get about 30 in that possession, that one play. That was short of the first down. First and 10 at the Knock, 32. Kolkowski under center. And Kolkowski rolling to his left, looking to throw out into the flat. Pass is caught out there. That's Hetzler. Breaks a tackle with the 10. Down to the 5. Breaks a tackle and dives close to about the 2-yard line. As Hetzler, off the corner, takes it deep into knock territory for the Planets.
First and goal. See where exactly they put it down. It's going to be about the
2.5.
3-yard line. Now they'll move it up to the 2-yard line.
I don't know. Defense needs to get their act together here. Mars first and goal at the 2. Full house backfield for the Planets. Kolkowski's under center. The handoff to Ranky off the left side, and he gets to maybe the 1. Or Knock had a whole lot of guys in there pushing and shoving. And we got Savon Mosby over here pushing and shoving.
And another flag.
And it's probably going to go against Knock because they were the aggressor there. So it'll be first and goal from about the 6-inch line. Knock with another personal foul. Haven't seen the indication from the official, but I'm guessing that's what it is. So it'll be first and goal, or second and goal, I guess they're going to say, from about the 6-inch line. both teams pushing and shoving each other after the play, and Kolakowski's going to keep it himself, and looks like he falls into the end zone off the right side, but no indication yet. Yes. Kolakowski from a yard out after another personal foul against Knock.
That one didn't really hurt too bad. It only cost him less than a yard, half the distance to the goal.
But eventually, 7 points. And with 7:21 to go here in the first half, the Planet's looking to go up 10-0 on the Knights, and Knock's offense just hasn't been able to get it in gear yet.
After a first quarter that saw no score.
And an officiating crew that is not doing Knock any favors. Here's the extra point. My check is up and good. 7:21 to go here in the first half. The Knock Knights trail the Mars Planets 10-0. Back with a kickoff here from Saxonburg. After this, you're listening to Knock Football. WISR680.com.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Well, the Mars Planets take advantage of a number of Knock penalties, and they get the touchdown, a 54-yard drive in about five plays, thanks to two big penalties by the Knock Knights.
Total of 36 yards in penalties against Knock during that drive, Scott.
And a couple of personal fouls that there's just no call for in a game like this. You cannot afford to give away that kind of yardage against a team that you'd really like to beat and as good as Mars. Mars will play tough with a lead. Right now they've shut down the Knock offense.
The Knock offense so far has done a good job of shutting down themselves, too, with penalties.
They haven't helped themselves. Here's Check's kickoff for the plan. It's a spinner. Setnar waits and fields it at the 7. Setnar up across the 15 to the 20. Hit there and down at about the 23. And they are getting a little chippy out there, until the whistle blows.
That's what you call playing to the whistle, but they're going to...
They're right at the edge. So we'll put the ball down at about the 23-yard line where it'll be 1st and 10 Knock with 7:14 to go here in the first half. And Knock really needs to get into this one, and they need to get the offense rolling. And so far, the triple threat has not been much of a triple threat or a triple option. And the Knights will come out of it again. Again, 4 down linemen for the Planets. Mullen in motion, a handoff, Stapchuk, and just a quick dive across the 25 to the 27 for a gain of 4. Just get something going forward here. 2nd down, 6 for Knock.
Just under 7 minutes in the first half. Knock trailing by 10.
Nick Martin splits out wide to the right for Harrett, who's under center. Mullen in motion to the near side. Harrett keeps it, now pitches to Mullen. Mullen slips as he makes his turn. Had some room to run, but he'll only get maybe 2 yards to the 28th. Been that kind of night for Knock.
Yeah, the turf monster.
Yeah, that blade of grass just bit a... Chase was making a pretty stiff cut because he was getting close to the sideline, and just down he went. I think he had yardage for the first down. There was room out there.
There was room, yep.
3rd down and 4 for Knock, yet to convert. Two receivers right now. Setnar in motion that way. That's the wide side of the field. They pitch to Stapchuk. Stapchuk looks to turn the corner. Gets a nice block by Mullen. Stapchuk puts his head down. Drives close to the first down. Depends on where he stepped out of bounds over there. He should be right at the first down marker.
He was real close. Oh.
And they're going to give him the first down.
Okay.
Out to the
34. Where he was setting that ball down was about a yard and a half short.
Now they move it back to the 33. It was, I mean, Stapchuk was going for the flag, so it's a first down for Knock. And they keep the drive alive here with 5:53 to go in the first half, trailing 10-0. Harrit back to throw, now steps up in the pocket and takes off with it. Out across the 35 to the 37.
He did have Setnar open, but I think he wasn't any deeper than Jake got on the run.
So rather than chance it, take off and go. Second down. Well, he did pick up four. Second down and six. So the Knock offense starting to move in the right direction here. Out of the triple option. Mars now with four down linemen as Harrit's under center. Setnar goes up and then back, and Harrit keeps it. Harrit across the 50. Harrit to the 45. 40, a horse race down the sideline. And Harrit run out of bounds by Drew Schlegel. But not before he picks up big yardage. Biggest gain of the night for the Knock Knights. First trip into Mars territory at the Mars 28.
And their first down of the evening.
Well, that's about a 30-yard pickup for Harrit. And then Knock doing something just a little bit different here with their wings, where they normally would come up and go in motion. They come up, and as soon as the counts hit, they're heading right straight into the line. It's about a half a count later. So they got momentum going into the line, something we've not seen Knock run this year.
That's the first time we've seen it, and they've done it half a dozen times tonight.
First and 10, Knights in Planet territory, Setnar to the right. Harrit going that way, looking to throw. Harrit now back, going downfield for Martin in the end zone. Ball tipped away by Cade Hetzler at the last second.
And Martin was actually double covered.
And still might have had a chance at that ball once it was tipped. And there's a flag down. This is beyond the line of scrimmage. So this quite possibly could go against Mars. Let's see.
Officials talking about it.
Neither team moving anywhere. Well, I think they're going to roll an ineligible field man downfield against Knock. Boy, it just is not going Knock's way here at all. Another penalty against the Knights moves the ball back to the 33-yard line where it'll be first and 15.
Oof. 40, over 40 yards in penalties just in this quarter, Scott.
And Dave, really, in these last three or four games we played, have not been marred by many penalties.
No, not at all.
All right, this time Wojciechowski will split out wide to the left side. Harrit with Setnar in motion and back to the middle. Harrit keeps it, same play. This time, Chase Lambert, not fooled, able to bring Harrit down for maybe a gain of a yard to the 32. Lambert with a nice quick move there. Makes the tackle. Second down and 14. Evan Wynn from the sideline with the play. Harrit gets his helmet adjusted. My part-time equipment man, Emmett Fry. Yeah, I'll fix it. Fry then lines up as his normal left tackle spot. Harrit with two receivers wide to the right is under center. And he'll go back and roll to his right. With time, Harrit looks, throws across the middle, pass caught by Mullen inside the 20. Mullen takes a ball, a defender down inside the 15 to the 14, and that is a Knock first down. An 18-yard pickup.
Yeah, Mullen was wide open. He just ran it down and in, turned around, and there was nobody near him.
When there was nobody near Harrit either. He had all kind of time to throw as he rolled out to his right.
He got some nice blocking in there, Scott.
First and 10 Knock at the Mars 14. Biggest threat of the night for the Knights. Schreck and Gostel split out wide to the right. So they go back to the triple option. Harrit puts Setnar in motion right, gives it off to Stapchuk and Ivan up the middle for a yard or two, maybe the 12-yard line. Second down and 8. Still 3:20 to go here in the first half, so the clock not an issue for Nauk, especially now where they are.
Yeah, plenty of time. They have all three timeouts if needed. Nick Martin into the game with the play for the Knights.
And they'll go into the huddle, and Martin will come out and go to the left. All right about the center of the field. Well, no, it's actually almost to the right hash mark. And two receivers left side, but in tight for Harrett. And Harrett pitches that way to Stapchuk. Looks for a corner. Gets a nice block by Seiko. And Stapchuk inside the 10. Down to about the 6 or 7-yard line. Short of the first down. Give him the 6-yard line. A gain of 6. It'll be third down and about 2. Nice job by Greg Seiko getting out in front of the play.
Yeah, that didn't look at first like it was gonna go for much. But yeah. Then Seiko got out there and just shoved guys to the outside.
And then Stapchuk kicked in the afterburner. So third and 2 for Nauk at the Mars 6-yard line. Harrod will step under. Ball left side hash mark. Harrod with Setnar in motion. Gives it to Stapchuk, and Ivan up the middle is going to fight for little or nothing. No gain on the play. It'll be fourth down and 2. And you know what? You got to go for this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Matt Gore isn't even warming up.
It doesn't look like there's any thought at all about not going for this.
So Wojciechowski with a play from the sideline. Nauk will need to pick up 2. They need the Mars 4-yard line for the first down. Out of the huddle they come. Single receiver left side. And a timeout taken by Mars. Their second. And this will give Frank Whalen a chance to think over this play. 1:21 to go here in the first half. It's Mars 10, Nauk nothing. Back with this last few seconds right after this timeout. The timeout on the field, and we'll take a break and be back right after this.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
All right, we are looking at a minute 21 to go here in the first half. Nauk with the ball, fourth down and 2 at the Mars 6-yard line. Knights just ran a dive play with Stapchuk that went nowhere. So let's see what Nauk does out of the triple option here to try to pick up the first down. Harrod will bring them up. Wojciechowski split wide to the left side. Harrod's under center. Mars with 10 guys in the box. Mullen goes motion, then back. Harrod underneath again, in motion. Setnar, now he goes back. Harrod under center. Now Mullen comes back. Nauk looking to, I think, try to get him to jump offside.
I think they are.
Harrod will give it the timeout. That's what they were trying to do, to get, see if they could get Mars to jump. And they don't, and the Knights take a timeout. So now they'll do something else here and run a play.
Savon Mosby.
Well, that's right. I'd be going with the I formation right here. Mars hasn't seen it at all tonight. But then again, you put that in there, you know where they're going to go with it. That one, I would do maybe a little play action, a dive play to Mosby, but have Harrod roll out and see what he can find to the side. Because as soon as you put in Mosby in the eye, they think that's where it's coming.
They know where it's going, or they think they know.
I'm not here at freelance. But we'll see what happens here. We're going to try it one more time. Fourth down and 2 from the Mars 6. 1:21 to go in the first half. Planets lead 10-3.
10-0.
Actually. 10-0, I'm sorry. They were up 3-0. Early in the first quarter, Montour leading South Fayette 7-0 in the big game in the Northwest 9. But here come the Knights now. Try one more time. Second or fourth down and 2. Harrett's under center. Harrett takes the ball and goes forward, but does he get enough? He's inside the 5, close to the 4. They went with a real quick count.
We'll see where they put the ball down.
That should be a first down. Or will they measure? Oh, they're going to measure. It's pretty doggone close. But they went with the quick count, and Harrett went between Bricker and Payne. And Mullen went to that side. And let's see if the Knights get the first down. It's going to be within a couple of inches. Stretch the sticks out, put it down, first down knock. First and goal, Knights at the 4.
They've got a minute and 16 to go. And 2 timeouts at their disposal.
This drive having started at the 23-yard line of the Knights about 6 minutes ago. First and goal from the 4. Harrett with twin receivers to the right side. They put Setnar in motion that way, and Harrett takes the pitch and gives it to Stapchuk, who goes deep. Stapchuk looks to turn it upfield, but he's not going to get anywhere. Great defensive play by Drew Schlegel. The safety for Mars just came charging in there, and as Stapchuk went deep looking to turn, Schlegel took him down back at about the 9-yard line.
Well, now we're under a minute to play.
A loss of 5.
Knock with 2 timeouts. And after this play, you might want to, well, did they?
Must have got out of bounds. The official coming to the near sideline here. Well, they must have put time on the clock.
We need a minute on the clock.
They're going to put 1 minute on the clock.
There we go.
Well, the play did go out of bounds. Stopping the clock. Stapchuk at the 9. Second down and goal for Knock. Here we go. 3 plays to get 9 yards for the Knock Knights. Schreck and Gostel split wide to the left. Out of the triple option. Harrett's under center. Mullen in motion near side. Harrett keeps it. Harrett inside the 5. Harrett breaks a tackle and takes it into the end zone for the Knock score. Nice job by Jake Harrett.
Nice deception. Everybody went for Stapchuk. Harrett just waited for everybody to pile into him, and he just split the difference.
And broke a couple tackles too, Dave. Mars had chances at him at about the 5 and then again at the 2. But Harrett ran out of those tackles, and Knock now looking to cut into the lead. Matt Gore is on to attempt the extra point here with 54 seconds to go. And Gore gets under it and drills it through. He has been spectacular this season since the first couple games of the year.
In the first couple games of the year, I don't think it was his issue. It was
the hold.
The hold and the snap.
So with 54 seconds to go here in the first half, Knock now cuts into that Mars lead. It's 10-7. As we roll in towards halftime, Mars, though, had to burn a couple timeouts there, so they only have 1 timeout remaining.
If Knock can stop Mars here, the Knights definitely go into the locker room with the momentum. And they, if I'm not mistaken, get the ball first in the second half.
Yep.
So finally, that Knock offense finding the beat.
Boy, they needed that, Dave, and it was a nice long drive, too. That was about 14 plays.
3 first downs?
And in about 6 minutes plus. All right, here's Matt Gore's kick. Gore puts it down the field, fielded at about the 5-yard line. And it is Andrew Moyer coming up the field, and Moyer to about the 24-yard line for the Planets with 48 seconds to go. So let's see what Scott Heinauer tries to do here to see if he'll let Kolakowski let the ball loose. They've had a couple of completions down the sideline and have gone for decent yardage. But Mars with only one timeout remaining here.
Kolakowski's been harassed.
Yeah, he really has.
A good bit of the evening by the Nauk defense. It's not like he's been able to step back in the pocket and look around.
He hadn't had time. And out come the Planets. She heels split wide to the right, the single receiver that way. Two backs in the backfield with a wing to the right. And they hand the ball off to Renke. Flag comes down as... All right, that's... Yep, Garrett Renke takes it out to the 34, but there is a flag down back at the line of scrimmage. Hold against the Planets. And the first penalty against Mars comes with, or big penalty against Mars comes with 41 seconds to go in the half.
That's a first penalty of the second quarter.
And that'll take him back to the 15-yard line. With 41 seconds to go in the half. Now Mars going to have, well, it's still first down, so they theoretically, if they wanted to get out of this half, just take a knee. First down and 19 is what the clock says. So they need to get to the 34-yard line. The ball is at the 15. Kolakowski again under center with Renke and Green in the backfield. Two receivers right, and the handoff is to Renke into the line of scrimmage. Nothing there as he's wrapped up by Andrew Mullen for no gain at the 15-yard line.
And somebody called a timeout.
Nauk may be doing that here to see if, why not, you know, force a fumble here. You can take another timeout.
Why not?
After third down, and then...
Can't save them.
If they throw the ball, you could get a chance at the ball back. It's unlikely, but that's the right call to make here.
Yeah, sure. You might as well use them to your advantage.
Mars led this one 10-0. They got the first score on a 29-yard field goal by Christopher Check of made it 3-0, then added the touchdown. Kolakowski from a yard out. And then Nauk answered that with a long drive of 14 plays, 77 yards, and Harrett's 9-yard run capped that one off. Come the Planets now, 2nd and 19. Same formation. As Kolakowski is up under center. And again, the handoff to Renke, who's deep, and not much there for Renke. Maybe another yard or two and another Nauk timeout.
32 seconds to go.
So it'll be questionable as to whether, you know, depending on how long this play takes to develop, whether or not Nauk will get a chance at the ball back here. The clock stopped, as we say, with 32, so you run a play, that's maybe 6 seconds. So you're down to 26 seconds, but they won't set it. And you have the 25-second clock. So
right.
Theoretically, this is probably the last play of the half. Unless Mars throws the ball, which I'd be surprised if they would do here. But you never know.
You never know. They might be trying to catch Nauk sleeping. You know, Nauk has been defending the pass pretty well tonight.
Getting good pressure on Kolakowski.
But even if you do sack him now, that's pretty much the end of the half.
Yeah, because you can't stop the clock. Mars has one timeout remaining, and they're not going to use it. So Kolakowski
sets his squad. Third down and 19. Takes the ball, keeps it himself, and comes forward. The play is over, and the clock will turn under 25 seconds before they set the clock. And so they will not have to run another play. And the first half will come to a close. End of the first half. It's the Mars Planets leading the Knock Knights 10-7 here from Saxonburg. We'll be back to recap first half action right after these messages.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back here to Saxonburg. Along with Dave Bacon, I'm Scott Briggs. The Knock Knights taking on the Mars Planets here. Final game of the season for Knock. Mars will go to the playoffs starting next week. And right now the Planets with a 10-7 lead over Knock in a very fast-moving first quarter or first half. But, Dave, one of those that there were not a lot of possessions. Each team, Mars, possessed the ball on a couple of drives for a long time. Knock had a big long drive. So Mars with only four possessions in the first half, Knock with only three.
That's right, and Knock didn't do too well offensively their first two. They struggled to get the offense in rhythm, but this last one, a nice long drive. They put points at the end of it. Extra point was good. They're right back in this game at 10-7.
Scoring got started right at the end, right at the start of the second quarter, so there was no scoring in the first quarter. As Christopher Check kicked a 29-yard field goal, with 11:50 to go, the Planets had got down to the 8-yard line, but then were forced back on with a penalty. Then were able to got sacked back to the 19. Then a Knock penalty moved them down to the 12. They couldn't get it in. Had to settle for the field goal. Made it 3-0. Knock then forced to punt. The Planets then put together a pretty quick drive down the field. Kolakowski punching it in from a yard out. With 7:21 to go in the first quarter, made it 10-0. Then Knock would start at their own 23-yard line and work about the better part of 6.5 minutes off the clock down the field. Jake Harrett would take it in from 9 yards out, and the Knock Knights, with the extra point from Matt Gore, make it 10-7 at the half, and Dave Knock gets the ball to start the second half.
That's right, and if they can keep this offensive momentum going, this could be anybody's ball game, and it usually is. I mean, last year it was a little lopsided. I think it was 42-14 in favor of the Planets over at Mars. But usually you tear up the record book when these two teams meet, especially if one of them has a chance to mess the other one's playoff chances up, which Knock could do. They don't knock Mars out of the playoffs, but they can dictate where they go in the playoffs.
Yeah, and of course, when Knock and Mars play here at Knock, it always seems to be a much closer game than when it's over at Mars, when you're playing here on the natural grass. Saw a couple of games, and even Frank Whalen referred to the game back in 2009, I think it was. Knock had the ball for three straight downs inside the 2-yard line and didn't get into the end zone. Mars held on and won that game, but there were those sitting in this game, including us, who thought Knock got into that end zone a couple times.
A couple times, yeah.
And it didn't happen. And so there have been some really close games played here in Saxonburg. And this is one of them.
This is a very good game so far in the first half, save for the penalty bugaboo, which has raised its ugly head again tonight. Three penalties for 20 yards against the Knights in the first quarter. But, boy, that second quarter, five penalties, 41 yards. It's eight penalties for 61 yards on the game. They're going to have to clean that up at halftime.
And a couple of big 15-yarders in that. One, a personal foul. Another, a chop block. We've seen two chop block calls against Knock tonight. So hopefully they've got that one figured out. But it's still a good one. The Knock Knights and the Mars Planets with a second half to come. And as we say, Knock gets the ball to kick it off in the second half. All right, 10-7, Planets leading the Knights. We'll take a break. We've got the final regular season halftime show coming up from the Trib Live High School Sports Network and Don Rebel. And then we're back with the final two quarters of the 2017 season for the Knock Knights right after this. You're listening to Knock Football, WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.